Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
For the time upon the earth is strenuous now, and it will become more strenuous as the days progress. You must stand on solid ground.
The church has set its course. Those for me, those that are going the wrong way. And my heart is troubled by that. But I knew these things, and I have said so and declared so in my word.
If you would like victory, now is the time to turn. O earth, turn from your wicked and your evil ways.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, I have a feeling most people think when they get to heaven it's going to be fun and games. But not really. God has been grooming us to shout out thanksgiving and praise to Him through all eternity. I'm looking forward to that, aren't you? What a feeling of love we will be filled with, like none we've ever known before. Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. And Psalm 95:1 and 2. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Oh, hallelujah. That's what we're going to be doing in heaven. I'm sure looking forward to being filled with that much joy. Revelation 21:1-2 says, And when I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That would be us, my friends. Verse 3, And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Can you imagine? God will be living with us forever. What a joy that will be. I know I'm anxious. Hallelujah. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Sister Sharon. I agree. Praise the Lord, my friends. As Sister Sharon and I expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. My. Tonight's quick verse, Isaiah chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. Say ye to the righteous, that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill for him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. Do you hear that? Obama, Cuomo, and all you corrupt politicians, hell shall be your home. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you, amen and amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, I need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, they all add up to keep Signs on the air. That is, if you want to help keep Signs on the air, Wednesday nights need a little more support to stay on the air in February, and that is why I will look forward to finding your love gift in Post Office Box 122 this week. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, Isaiah chapter 13, verses 6 through 8. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Watchman comment, And they shall be afraid, my friends. My. The fear that is upon the world and America today is almost overwhelming, yet it has only just begun. The last days are not coming, they are here. And as I told you before, the word howl means to make a mournful sound similar to crying, but it also means to shout or laugh in scorn, in utter contempt or disdain, to refuse or reject, to scoff. All those things will be, my dear listening friends, because of the rejecting of Almighty God, Yahweh, Jesus, bringing destruction upon those who refuse to repent. Their hands shall be faint in fear at the day of the Lord, for they will then realize they were in sin, wrong, so very wrong. Their hearts will then melt, but it will be too late. The time of chances will be gone. What chances, Brother Johnson, you might ask? Why, that's easy, my friends. All the chances they had to repent and receive Christ, and they refused. For at the day of the Lord, the second and last coming, do not believe those who say there is more than two comings. It is not in the Bible. For at the second coming, destruction will come. Verse 6. Please, please, consider what I just said. For some listening right now do not have their hearts ready. Do not wait for the day of the Lord. It may be too late for you then. As Sister Sharon said, get right and get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. Amen. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:6.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith God, O man, how long will you increase my anger? How long will you cause me to be upset with you? For your ways are not my ways, saith God, for my ways are higher than any man's. Thou must turn unto me, saith the Lord. Do not do the things that you are doing. Turn away from them. For when you kindle my anger, saith God, the winds shall blow, and the rains shall increase. And a stirring deep above the oceans will come down and touch the surface and cause a mighty wind. A mighty wind stronger than all winds ever seen before that will come crashing against you, saith the Lord. For in areas there is so much drought now, but in other areas there is much more moisture than there needs to be. For one area is dealt with in one way, and one area I deal with in another way. And I am trying to reach you, saith God. Turn now from your wicked and your evil ways, and come back to me, saith the Lord.
Peace, peace, you say. But I say unto you, suddenly destruction will come upon you. For you have rejected your God who has come to you, says God. But I say unto you that if you will cry out now, I will come to you, and I will save you, and I will rescue you abundantly, says the Lord. Hold your peace and cry out to me, says God. Cry out, I say. Cry out, I say, for I am here for you, says the Lord.
My. Those were good prophetic words, weren't they? Let's watch for the day of the Lord and the signs of his coming. As we search the End Times prophecy news behind the news on tonight's Signs of the Times program. My friends William from Michigan, Bobby, Virginia, Juanita, Virginia, and Richard, Canada, have in the Spirit of the Lord sent a WOW Walk on Water love gift to sponsor tonight's program. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Monday night listeners, will you respond to the need to support this program on your station? I really need to hear from you, as I am getting no support at all from Monday nights. If you are listening by phone, 2-1-415-655-0846 on Mondays from 9:30 p.m. to 10 Eastern, or on the Internet, or by downloads or podcasting. None of those ways you listen are free, so I also need your support, because if a Signs radio program gets canceled, you will not get it either. Please, will you pray and ask the Lord if he would have you help, and then sit down and write your letter to Post Office Box 122 this week. I pray, Lord, you will bless tonight's sponsors, and also bless all those who help keep every one of your Signs programs, Lord, on the air. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. Please, Lord, touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now the prophecy news behind the news of my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective you can only get on Signs Radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Republicans worry they'll lose House if they botch debt talks. The party's House majority could be at risk in 2014. Watchman comment, They should be worried, as should every Democrat. They come up for election next year, so watch this gun control carefully and vote these anti-American communist socialists out in 2014, because that is the type of person that is for gun control. Americans are not. I don't care what they tell you, they're lying. Continuing. New pay-per-mile scheme would boost taxes 250%. An on-again, off-again move by the Obama administration to scrap the federal gas tax in favor of a pay-per-mile fee would boost the tab to Americans as high as 250%, raising their current tax rate of 18.4 cents a gallon to as high as 46 cents per gallon, according to a new government study. Watchman comment, this is not new with the Obama administration. I told you years ago, and even during Bush and Clinton, this was a possibility. Why? Why do they want to do this? First, it is about more money. Second, it's about controlling your movements. It is a 666 end-of-day sign. The Obama administration did again float that tax for cars by the mile plan in the Obama first term, but they scrapped it when it was met with public outrage. However, several states and some in Congress are now eyeing the plan, keeping it alive as a federal option. Anything controlling goes now, don't you know? It is the end, and they no longer care if you know what they're doing anymore. Continuing. Here's the real unemployment rate. Government's headlines. Statistics hide true conditions. The real unemployment rate for December 2012 is closer to 23%, not the 7.8% reported by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, according to economist John Williams. In a Obama newsletter released January 4th, the unemployment rate for December 2012 was reported to have remained unchanged at 7.8%. Watchman comment, I have not said much about this in 2013, but I told you all through 2012 that the actual unemployment rate was 20%, possibly over 30%, and I still stand by that prophetic prediction. Do you believe the voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, is also God's prophecy voice now? Nobody else was saying that but me last year. Nobody. Now John Williams is saying it's closer to 23%. My. Continuing. Obama on Congress. They order me to spend, so he says, explaining why he has no choice but to demand an increase in the legal limit on the national debt. USA President Obama said at a press conference that Congress orders him to spend money. They lay all this out for me, Obama says, because they have the spending power, and so I am required by law to go ahead and pay these bills, said Obama. Watchman comment, my. That's one of the most obvious whoppers he has spoken. How can anyone believe anything the Obama says? He just writes executive orders. He doesn't let anybody tell him anything, much less Congress. Continuing. Senator asked CIA nominee when drones can kill Americans. The man in charge of America's drone wars will face Senate questioning about perhaps their most controversial aspect, when the president can target American citizens for death. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat, Oregon, sent a letter to John Brennan, the White House's counterterrorism advisor and nominee to be the head of the CIA, asking for an outline of the legal and practical rules that underpin the U.S. government's targeting killing of American citizens suspected of working with Al-Qaeda. The Obama administration has repeatedly resisted disclosing any such information. Continuing. Media silent on Fukushima radiation impact in the United States. As hair falls out of a Fukushima victim's head, a new German study reports that North America's west coast will be the area most contaminated by Fukushima cesium of all the regions in the Pacific in 10 years. An order of magnitude higher than waters off Japan, according to a new German study going inside the no-entry zone and reporting radiation levels over 10 times higher than TEPCO's data. Watchman comment, I warned you many times about this in 2012. Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, now? Continuing. American public schools are teaching what? Obama has illegally implemented an extensive overhaul of public education from kindergarten through high school, bypassing Congress again, the voice of the American people again, and inducing states to agree to major changes that none of his predecessors ever attempted. Apparently, Obama, the self-proclaimed constitutional scholar, hasn't taken the time to read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. America has been so dumbed down that 700,000 students per year graduate without the ability to read their own diplomas. In complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, the National Education Association agrees with humanism. Humanism is a religion for a new age. Continuing, American public schools are teaching what? Muslim indoctrination. In recent years, American public schools have also been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to our American youth. As a result, our youth are subjected to the following teachings in American schools. 1. Learning to become a Muslim. 2. Fasting for Ramadan. 3. Learning the five pillars of Islam. 4. Memorizing verses from the Quran. 5. Adopting a Muslim name. 6. Staging a jihad, which is war against non-Muslims. My. Do you believe me now when I tell you Obama is a Muslim? Continuing. U.S. physical cliff turns into perfect storm as March deadline looms. We didn't go over the cliff on December 31st. There are three things that conspire together now that could end up being a perfect storm in March. 1. The debt ceiling. 2. The government is using last year's budget, which expires at the end of March. 3. Across-the-board cuts, which threaten programs that kick in March 1st. The January 1st decision was simply a stopgap measure, meaning basically it was only temporary, or not a real fix, just a smokescreen. Continuing. High levels of horse meat and pork found in beef burgers on sale in UK and Ireland. A total of 27 products were analyzed, with 10 of them containing horse meat and 23 containing pig meat. Unacceptable. Horse meat accounted for approximately 29% of the meat content in one sample. Watchman comment, my. Is this happening in America and we're just not hearing about it? Continuing. Did you know, when Hitler announced the Nazi firearms ban, Hitler surrounded himself with children, claiming the welfare of those children as an excuse. If you could see a picture of that, as I have, it looks eerily similar to the recent pictures of the Obama surrounded by children as the Obama announced his gun ban, as Hitler did, and he has over 20 executive orders that he's putting in place banning guns, clips, etc. Now, just where might the Obama have gotten his idea for a picture like that? Neither the Obama or the New York State Governor, Andrew Cuomo, allowed any input from the American people. America is no longer free. Dictatorship is now here, just like Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has prophetically spoken for years. Continuing. UK prominent evangelical pastor Reverend Steve Klecky declares support for monogamous same-sex relationships. Quote, when we refuse to make room for gay people to live in loving, stable relationships, we consign them to lives of loneliness, secrecy, and fear, the Baptist minister wrote, unquote. He also said he recognizes many fellow evangelicals will be incensed by his stance. Watchman comment, forget about fellow evangelicals, Mr. Steve Kalk. You had better fear Almighty God, for apparently you do not read his holy word. And then apparently you don't preach it either. If anyone is listening in the UK, and I know I have listeners over there, and you are anywhere near the apostate, Mr. Steve Chalke, I don't know if that's Clark or Clark, run, leave your coat of many colors and run like Joseph did when he was being seduced, as you are by this false preacher. Continuing. UK Human Rights Panel, gay Trump's face. Oh boy. What's going on over there in the UK? panel rules against Christians in disputes over homosexual activism. In a landmark case that experts say will reverberate for generations, the European Court of Human Rights ruled against 3 of 4 UK Christians who suffered from discrimination because of their faith. According to the European Convention on Human Rights, religious freedom may be subject to certain necessary limitations. Watchman comment, the Obama has long tried to force American courts to consider foreign law. So how long will it be before American courts must use this as a rule of law? My. The last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. Watchman shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled Spiritual Famine. My dear listening friends, support for this program, especially Monday and Wednesday nights, is truly needed. And if you are not a supporter of Signs and you are able to send support, please just pray and ask God how much support He would have you send, and then respond accordingly. Just send your check or money order, or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can do that by leaving your return address off and enclosing cash. I do, though, put a self-addressed stamp offering envelope in when I reply to letters with addresses. That is only meant to bless you back for blessing me. But if you wish, you can use a stamp for whatever you like. However, one thing I would request, please, don't use my stamp to send an offering to others who have so much support coming in. They have more than they need, while Signs only has a few supporters. I constantly struggle to pay for Signs programming. So if you're ready to write, here's the address. S-I-G-N-S, that's Signs, P-O, Box 122. The town to send it to is Lyle, spell Lyle, L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, abbreviate that just N-Y. Zip 13797. We've been getting some pretty good response lately from some new folks, too. And that will help as I struggle to keep Signs on the air. If enough support came in, I could actually expand the Signs program. But I can't do that without extra support coming in. So I will look forward to seeing your letter of support in P.O. Box 122 this week. May you be awesomely blessed for your obedience to our Lord, as many have. For as it says in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Spiritual Famine. Jeremiah chapter 42, verses 10 through 18. And if you will abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up. But if ye say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God, saying no, but will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. Then it shall come to pass that the sword with which ye feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof ye were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. Watchman comment, perhaps, my precious dear listening friends, this scripture was not only speaking to Israel in her day, but is also speaking to you in our day. There is a famine in the land today, not only of food, but a spiritual famine. A famine Brother Johnson and this science program is called and chosen of Almighty God to speak against. Amen. God has called each one of you to do something specific, and He wants to plant you in a way that your roots can grow deep in Him and your particular calling. Jesus, Yahweh, wants you and I to become solely dependent on His nourishment, that we might grow to be strong with the capacity to serve and guide those around us who are in need right where He's called each of us to be. But remember also that the Lord warns us about being double-minded. How is that? Well, that's easy. You are double-minded when you become too busy to seek God's will for your life, even while you are trying to live a godly life. You are double-minded when you allow your fear and anxiety to get in the way of getting you to stay in that place to which Almighty Yahweh called you to minister to others. So, my dear listening friends, let the small devotional cause you not to run away from the Lord, but to stay put where He's put you. He has so many blessings for those who seek Him and follow after Him wholeheartedly. So give your all to Almighty God today and strive to be single-minded. In His calling upon your life, there is a calling for you, don't you know? And if you will just listen, you will see it and you will respond. So get right and get ready. Amen and amen. The kingdom of God is at hand. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach all our call in a church service.
We'd like to take a moment and just thank our radio audience for taking time to tune into this station on your radio. If you're not born again, we're already praying and believing God that this is going to grab a hold and you're going to want to say yes to Jesus and no to the devil. Hallelujah.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in, because you have true truth and no one can take that from you. The Spirit of the Lord has told me to say that because His true truth is His holy word, and there is no other true truth. Let it be said, let it be heard. Amen. Tonight's program needs support to keep it on the air, as the radio station bills for February will come in soon. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night, while that Wednesday 5070 program can still be heard. It still needs your support. Tune in frequency 5070. At 7 p.m. Eastern, that's 5070, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, you calculate your time zone. Here is that address to write again. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. Now, here is a letter I received recently from a brother in Canada. Greetings in the name of the Lord, Jesus the Christ. I enclose an offering, USA cash. Because of the Sandy Hook shooting, it seems everyone must turn in their guns. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Brother Jay commented, thank you. Yes, my dear friend, it is an end time sign. Let's pray together for Jesus to come and stop this craziness soon. Amen. Another letter from a supporter in Michigan. I hope you are listening, for I lost your address and could not respond by mail. The supporter wrote, thank you for your program on shortwave 5070, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Enclosed in an offering, please use it to keep the program on the air. May the Lord continue to use you to warn us here in the USA. God's blessing to you. Brother Jay answers, thank you so very much, as your love gift was substantial in keeping Wednesday nights on the air in January. Though not enough came in to fully pay for Wednesdays, yet I was able, with your awesome offering, to keep it on in January. May you be awesomely blessed. We will pray together for the support needed to keep Wednesdays on in February. Amen. Now, my dear friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen and paper ready. Here it comes, very slowly. U.S. code 1, area code 607, phone number 201-566-3. I think I'll repeat that. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for being here on the radio with me tonight. Gets kind of lonely behind this microphone sometimes in this radio room, don't you know? As we all get ready to meet the Lord in the air, He is coming soon, and the signs tell us that is a fact. Signs listeners are the best. And Signs Radio cannot stay on the air without your support. And remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.